Well, good morning, sowers for a great awakening. It's May the 31st in the year of our Lord, 2025. It is Saturday. I am John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. If the recording sounds a little bit different today, it's because I'm back to the old days of the used to be called daily text when I would be on my phone making the recording. They've gotten me fancy microphones now, but I'm not in the seed studio, the seed house studio. I'm in my car. I've had quite a day. Been in the hospital visiting some dear friends from my church. And we've been up here just doing lots of things this week. My father-in-law is struggling with cancer and breathing, and it's been a week, it's been a day, and I know it's been the same for you, many of you. So bear with us, and let's do this. Let's pray consecration today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Ladies and Gentlemen of the Jury. Our text is 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Would you hear now the word of the Lord? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Before I was a pastor, I had a brief career as an attorney. Nothing was more thrilling than to bring the closing arguments at a trial and ask for a verdict. That's exactly what John is up to here in the fifth and final chapter of his case. John has brought forth witness after witness in his masterful case against the false teachers and in support of the truth of the gospel. Today's text pulls it all together. He's rehearsing the case by reminding the jury, i.e. the young church in Ephesus, of the testimony from his star witnesses, the water and the blood and the Spirit. False teachers attract a lot of followers, but each teacher tends to be his or her own best witness. John is bringing not one or two, but three authoritative witnesses to refute the witness of the false teachers. He is bringing the Spirit and the water and the blood. And of course, he is bringing the star witness, Jesus. So why does this matter to us now? Thanks for asking. It matters because every age has its own variety of false teachers. First, John sounds the siren to steer clear of them. They sound plausible. They garner popularity. Rarely do they blatantly disregard the truth as much as they slightly shade it. It's these subtle shades of the truth that steer entire communities toward shipwreck. False teachers can sound so reasonable, even impressive. They can sell thousands upon thousands of books. Paul once wrote a letter to Timothy, his protege, that sounded the same alarm. We will do well to rehearse it here. The time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. That's 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the time has come. People aren't putting up with sound doctrine. False teaching abounds. We live in an age of itching ears. I join the Apostle John in asking you for a verdict. Stand with the truth. Stand on the Word of God. Stand in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Never depart from the faith once handed down to the saints. No matter what. Church, we cannot abide a miscarriage of justice. We cannot afford a hung jury. Will you receive the testimony of these faithful witnesses? What say you? Let's pray together now. Lord Jesus, you are the bona fide, authentic, genuine article. Help us to become so familiar with you and your truth that we instantly recognize false teaching. Give us the discernment to recognize the first faint whisper of any teaching that departs from your truth, your ways, or your will. I follow you alone. I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Our journal entries today. Do you know of any present-day situations where false teaching has damaged the faith of a person or a community, even an entire denomination or movement of the church? How did it happen? Are you familiar enough with Jesus and his teachings to recognize counterfeit teaching? We're going to sing today. I don't even think I got a name put into the entry. It's just been that kind of week. Thanks for bearing with me. Especially thanks to our team, who is just kind of born with me this week. How about we sing this song? I think you'll know it. I don't have my hymnal with me in the car. But I think we'll know this one. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's sing it again with we. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Well, I think this has got to be the first ever wake-up call recorded in the parking garage of a hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm getting ready to head back to Gillette. This is going to be a shorter one, too. I hear some of you saying, amen. Thanks for the shorter wake-up call today. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I bid you a good Saturday. I've given you a song that you'll be singing through the rest of the day, I have a feeling. And be on the lookout for somebody to encourage today. People are struggling. They're looking for Jesus. They're going to find him in you today, because he's looking for them through you. Get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.